Good morning, everyone. I hope for the couples who celebrate that you had a lovely Valentine's Day. In a few days, we're entering into the holy season of Lent, and on Friday, our Holy Father, Pope Leo, he gave his Lenten message. His Lenten message in preparation to prepare the church for this season that we're entering into. And at the very center and heart of his message to the church, he spoke about the Lenten discipline of fasting. And so I just want to re-echo something of what our Holy Father spoke to the whole church and re-echo his encouragement and his challenge to us in the parish here. Lent, for centuries, was known simply as the Great Fast. That it was spoken of as this season, which was the great fast that the church would enter into in preparation for the great celebration of the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. And it was the great fast in which the church was invited as a whole to say throughout those 40 days, no to ourselves. To continually say no to our human and animal appetites. And the whole thought of this, the purpose of it, is that we might experience through this saying no to food, a real physical hunger in our bodies. Which, you know, is something we don't really experience a lot in our modern age, do we? Not here anyway. Like, how often do you actually experience, like, real physical hunger in your body? We're given the 2 days of the year, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, which are fast days. But how often do we experience a prolonged hunger in our bodies? But this is what the Great Fast is meant to help us experience so that we might, through that physical, external hunger, experience the deeper spiritual hunger within our souls. And that spiritual fasting, it's meant to empty us so that we're able to receive God's life and his grace within us, that we might be more free to receive that and for him to act with and through us. And so it's like, you know, with Jesus in the gospel today, he speaks of the law and the importance of the law. But with the law, he points not just to the external observance of it. Okay, don't kill your enemy. Don't commit adultery. But instead, Jesus, he takes and he brings us deeper into the understanding of what the law is meant to do. The law is meant to transform ourselves from the inside out. It's meant to transform us spiritually. So not just the external, don't kill another person, but don't kill them within your heart. Not just don't commit adultery, but don't commit adultery within your heart. That there's this external observance of the law, which is meant, when we follow it, to transform us from within. And of course, the big thing, you can see the people in the time of Jesus, who are the ones who observed the law most to its exact details? It was the Pharisees and scribes, but they had lost the internal spirit of what the law was meant to do to transform us within. So it is with fasting, that we do something external, right? We say no to ourselves and deny ourselves food, things that we enjoy, that bring delight to our body, but it's not just for that point. And it's not just to lose weight. If you're fasting truly, you probably will, but that's not the point of it. That's not the intention. The intention of it is this ascetic spiritual practice which is meant to transform me within. And it's this ancient practice which Pope Leo lamented. He said in our modern age, in our modern age of comfort and convenience, we've largely forgotten what it means to actually and truly enter into a great fast and to experience as a church hunger. And so to hold up just two points that he alluded to and made, one is a point about spiritual warfare, and the other is a point about solidarity with the poor. These two things of many that fasting is meant to do within our lives and souls. The first is spiritual warfare. That it's this fighting against sin and against the sin that clings to us. But it's not just, because we can get fixated on the one part that I'm fighting against this. I'm fighting against sin. It's fighting against that, yes. But I'm fighting against that so that I can be fighting for something. You fight against sin, but you're also fighting for something. What are you striving for? So I can fight to grow closer to God. That I'm fighting for a virtue, a holiness. That I might be more free and that God might be able to more freely act within me. Within my soul, that I might be more filled with his life and his power. And so it's a spiritual battle in that way that the practice of fasting is such a great and important weapon in. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus, he had imparted his power to his disciples already, in part. His power, through which they were able to pray with others and to cast out demons which clung to people and were even within people. And they came back one time and they were discouraged. They were completely discouraged because they had been praying with this one person as they had been taught, but nothing was happening. The demon would not move. It wouldn't budge. And Jesus speaks to them and he says, there are some such as these. There are some demons that cling to us such as these that can only be driven out through what? Do you remember? Through prayer and fasting. Through prayer and fasting. I want to just give you two examples of this instead of just talking about it, to give you two concrete examples. But I got to say that these two people I'm speaking about, this is from years ago, which I can say that now is over a decade ago. It was people in a whole different town and a whole different parish. So they're not someone who's just sitting a couple pews away from you, okay? Just so that's established so it can be complete anonymous. The first is, it was a man who, he had come when I was still a pretty new priest. I don't know why he came to me. It's like, oh, a new priest. They don't know anything. But sometimes God's able to work. And he had been struggling for many years, he said, with a sin. It was a sin that he had been battling and he wanted to be free from it. He wanted to be free. He had been praying to be freed from this sin. He brought it to confession many times. He had done all kinds of stuff. And we were at about this point, just a couple days outside of Lent, and it was just offering to him, well, have you fasted about it? Like really entered into a fast about it. No. He's just like, well, let's try that. To fast with that intention. With that specific intention to be freed from it. And again, fasting isn't magic. It's not magic, but it's a powerful spiritual practice. And so he entered into, with great seriousness, fasting to be freed from this sin. And he said one of the things he realized as he was within this fast was, he said, I don't think I've ever really had to say no to myself in my life. Like really, truly say no to myself. And so he shared that going through for 40 days, every day and many times in the day, having to say no. No, no. In pretty little ways, but just consistently. No, 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 no. He said that this emptied him enough where he was able to receive God's grace to be able to say no to those greater challenges and those greater temptations in his life as well. He said that this fasting, it's not like it magically freed him where the sin was just never tempted by it again at all. But he said, his words, it lost its death grip on me. It lost its death grip on me. Where I was able to say no more freely, and in being able to say no more freely to that sin, I was able to really say yes and be able to love more freely as well. People, my wife, my kids, I was able to say yes and to love them more freely. Again, fasting is not magic, but it's an ancient and it's a powerful ascetic practice. Someone else was a woman who she came and she was just really discouraged. And she said she had been discouraged for a long time because she had grown up Catholic, like many of us here. She'd grown up, she went every Sunday and other times, holy days, with Mass, with her family. She prayed as best she could. Even when she went to college, she didn't do the thing that most kids do. She didn't fall away from the faith. She did everything. She followed God's law as best she could. She did all the right things, right? But she said, never in my life have I experienced the love of God the Father. I did all these things and I do all the things, but I never experienced God's love. And I want to experience that. And not just hear about it from other people, but I want to know it's real and I want to experience it in my own life. And so she entered into Lent and she entered into the great fast of Lent. And she said one of the small things she noticed after she had been in the fast for a while was, and this is something a lot of you may not be able to relate to, but she said, you know, normally I'd go to prayer and like within 5 seconds I'd be distracted and my mind would be all over the place and just distractions the whole time. Yeah, none of you can relate. So this is something a lot of people struggle with in prayer. Just trust me. Okay? And she said this, and it was just a small thing, but she said, when I was within the fast, after I'd been fasting for a while, I noticed my mind was more calm. And it was able to be more focused and enter into prayer more freely. And that was just a small thing. And she had said, this was the great grace that she had received. The first part of it was she experienced more acutely, almost in a way that was painful, her own deep hunger. Just the extent to which she hungered to experience God the Father's love. But she said, much more than that, I experienced the grace of not just my own hunger, but of God the Father's hunger for me. Experiencing for the first time how he desired me, how he hungered for my heart. Again, fasting is not some magic trick, but it's real, and it's an ancient and a powerful spiritual practice. And just this second point, fasting also helps to bring us, everyone, a greater solidarity with the poor. That there are many throughout the history of the world, and there are many in our world, and we don't experience it because we're kind of super sheltered from it, who go to bed hungry every night by no choice of their own. And for me, it's something that feels very overwhelming. Because when you see people like that, and you see them, and you know it's real in the world, you're like, what am I going to do? It's so overwhelming. Like, what can I do about that? Sure, I can give to like an African mission. I can adopt a student. I can do these little things. But really? Like, what's that? What can I do? The church and Pope Leo spoke of fasting as this way in which we, who have so much, are able to choose to enter into fasting and to hunger in true solidarity and in oneness, in unity with our brothers and sisters who are hungry, who go without. And that this is a great and a powerful spiritual act of love. That it's not just us who are so blessed here and, oh my goodness, those poor souls. No, instead it's this oneness, it's this unity, this solidarity of my brothers and sisters. And it's this great act of love, of solidarity with the poor and entering into fasting freely. And what it does as well is, you know, people, when we just get hungry and we don't intend it, you tend to get hangry, right? You're hungry and no one wants to be around you because you just snap and stuff. But instead, fasting, when we enter into it spiritually, what it's meant to do is the exact opposite of that. When it gives us this grace of a solidarity with the poor and a solidarity with others in their hunger as well. That it overflows, this does, with a generosity, and primarily a generosity of love. So that even those who are in your life, who are under the same roof as you, that you're able to love them with this greater generosity because you know that they have a hunger and they have a poverty within them as well. As I do, and I experience that. And I need God, and so do they. And I'm someone who tried as best I can, having received God's love, to give that and to show it to them too. Everyone, I just want to encourage you, and I want to challenge you, as Pope Leo has challenged the whole church, enter into this great fast. Enter into it. And of course, I say this knowing there are those, the elderly, the sick, the pregnant, the nursing, who aren't able to enter into the physical fast of food. But even if you're not, enter into it in other ways as well. TV, social media, whatever it is. But that you experience hunger so you might receive more fully God's love and his life within you, and that that might flow more freely from your heart as well. That you might be hungry and you might be